Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us today is Andy Owens. Andy is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and the SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar.
You know, recently we've been out to the Port of Charleston's Hugh K. Leatherman Terminal. That's the new 286-acre facility. It's the first container terminal to open in the United States in about a dozen years. So it was a pretty big deal, not just for Charleston, but just for logistics and distribution across the country and the region. The Leatherman Terminal is kind of the culmination of a lot of effort and money that goes back more than 20 years. So you fast forward to this century, new CEO, new board of directors, new focus. And Jim Newsom, the CEO, you know, he told me in our newsroom many years ago when he first got the job that, you know, he planned on expanding the Port of Charleston to accommodate the largest ships. He said the three ways we do it is capability, harbor depth, and capacity. So they're working on harbor depth. Right now, the largest ships have to time the tides to come into the Port of Charleston. But if we can get the shipping channel to 52 feet, then they'll be able to come and go as they need. That's expected to be finished late next year. But the Leatherman Terminal is open now. And the first ship to call on the new terminal, the Yorktown Express, was moored for about a day and a half. So it's been a huge engineering feat because they built it on pluff mud. And I don't know if you've ever seen stuck in pluff mud, but it's wet and smelly. And it's not generally the easiest thing to build on. So they took years to squeeze out the water. They put 8 billion pounds of stone that they carried by barge. So it was a $1 billion project.
I believe that most of our listeners would agree that we need improvements to our supply chain. We've been hearing reports of the big ships out there in the harbor having to wait to get in because of COVID hitting some of the crews.
Yeah, we've been listening to some of that, too. You know, CDC guidelines are one thing. The state of South Carolina has their own. And then the Port of Charleston is very careful about following guidelines. So, you know, one of the other things that we've been tracking is in the construction industry. And it speaks directly to your, you know, what you're talking about with the supply chain. Because when these ships can't get in, they can't bring in the material. You know, another area we've focused on, we're expecting that buying and building a new home is about to get vastly more expensive. And, you know, in the commercial area, construction has been pretty exuberant across the state. We have 60 projects submitted for our under construction publication this month. And that's a lot. That's double the typical number. So we think there's been some pent up demand. But we're just at the beginning of reporting on a trend that's going to increase home prices by thousands of dollars. And it could change the way that new construction contracts are even written. The reason is the price of lumber. The pandemic has just squeezed the supply, and now it's being felt in cost. But people are still building homes. Interest rates are still incredibly low, but if, you know, interest rates tick up too much, lumber keeps increasing, that could be a tipping point.
Timber is South Carolina's number one cash crop. Does this mean our timber property owners, our timber farmers are doing pretty well?
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, that's another thing to consider when the market shifts like that. South Carolina's biggest industry is wood. It's not tourism. So if you're sitting on a tract of land or you have the rights to a nice stand of timber, this might be a good time to start cutting.
Well, Andy, how's the business calendar looking? I'm assuming still virtual events?
Yeah, it's looking virtual as it was before. But the biggest interest for me is the South Carolina Automotive Summit, which is set for May 11th through 13th. And this is going to be a virtual event presented by the South Carolina Manufacturers Alliance. And then we're going to be holding a discussion for the 21st Century Business Forum. We've been doing that every month. So we've got that on May 12th with a New York Times bestselling author and innovation expert. And then also on May 11th, the annual Aerospace Manufacturing Conference is going to be held. Now, that is typically held in Charleston, but it's going to be virtual, so things have changed. But there's a lot of information about manufacturing in the aerospace sector, including workforce development, suppliers, and stuff like that.
Andy, as always, great information. Thank you so much for the update.
You bet, Mike. Thanks a lot. Great talking to you.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and find links to subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.